Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah and beginning the beautiful Simen Tov Samach Aleph, which deals with the actual baking of the matzah, how to kasha the oven. So the Mechaber starts off with Sif Aleph. Tanur Sheofen Bo Chometz. The oven that you normally bake your chometz in, if you want to use it to bake batzah on Pesach, Tzorich Lizor, you have to be very careful. Kishiyasi kuhu, when you heat it up to kasher it, kidei lefos bo matzah, in order that you should be able to use this as a kosher lepesach oven. Sheyelchu hagecholim, that when you go and heat it up with coals, that the coals go over in kasher al pnei kulo, throughout the entire inner surface of this oven, getting every spot. Vein dailo belehova, it's not enough that you have a flame over there, because the kamosha boleya aide gecholim, because absorptions into this earthenware oven are via the coals directly, so too the only way to get out the blias would be kachpolit ayde gecholim, to take the blias out via the coals and not just the flame. And therefore, v'shiyu nitzotzos nitozim mimenu. It should be hot enough when the coals, so to say, are touching the earthenware that it, so to say, should be like sparks are flying over here off the wall. That's how hot it gets to kasher it. Therefore, Hilchach, the Mechaber says, imisiku kama pa'amim kodem ha-pesach eino maspik. If you'd kasher it a couple of times before Pesach, but not having intention to do so, that's not going to be good enough. Elo imkein, unless at least one time you kashered it well, kivan lahatiro l'tzorch Pesach, with the intention that you're kashering to make it kosher l'Pesach. In this way, because if you didn't do it in this way, it's always possible that you thought you kashered it well, but since you weren't intending to kasher it, you just heated it up for whatever the reason, it wouldn't be a good kashering. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says, there are those who put down a new dirt earthenware floor over here inside the oven, in order not to have to go and have the flame on the inside fully on the ground. And this is a very good custom. Now, we said a mouthful over here. There's still a Ramah that we're going to do still today, but let's go back over the Mechaber inside in the Mishneh Berurah. So the Mishneh Berurah tells us, Sivkat Nalav, when you're kashering the oven, even though our ovens in the times of the Mishneh Berurah and the Gemara were made over here from bricks that were burnt inside a furnace, and they're halachically like din of a kli cheres, that blios don't come out from a kli cheres, so how are you able to kasher this oven that is made out of earthenware? It's a kli cheres. Nevertheless, mikomokom mahani hesek. The Mishneh Berurah tells us that in this situation, the flame will be able to get out the blios. Why? Kiven dehesekon mibifnim. Since you're putting the flame on the inside, the coals are going on the inside over here. Lo chayis alayu dilma pake. One of the reasons why you can't normally kasher kli cheres is we're concerned that you're not going to go high enough temperatures because you're afraid you're going to break the kli cheres. But here, you're inside an oven, and the oven is definitely going to get to high enough temperatures. We're not afraid that we're going to break the oven. As we've already learned previously. Now, the issue footnote number one tells us, if the levainim over here had been dried out in the sun, but not in the fire, then they don't have the din of kli cheres, but they would have the din of kli adoma, of earth utensils, not full kli cheres, earthenware. In that situation, hagol would work. However, the Chazon Ish is machmir and says, no, it won't work over there. A tanner also mikli adama. If you have a tanner that is made out of this dirt and it hasn't been fired up yet, but once you fire it up, the Prima Gadim says, now you've essentially turned it into a kli cheres, but he's not 100% sure. The issue footnote number two brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, she'ena kavana she'ena yotze midei dofyo of klal. When we say earthenware doesn't expel its blios, it doesn't mean at all. Ella shebechol hagala inopolate ella ma'at bliosav. Only some of the blios are expelled with each hagala, and therefore all of the blios are never totally removed. And this is also mashmah Chazon Ish, and he says that this is based upon Tosos. Finally, Dershu footnote number three brings down the reasoning shemoel hesek. Why does hesek work over here, even though it's a kli cheres and it's not polate? Is because he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav shemikol makom kishemesiko, when you are firing it up over here, you're burning out any blios that are inside. You're right, the blios don't come out, but they're destroyed inside. And this is the Lashon of Moshe Feinstein, that's found in the Igros Moshe as well. And he says that you're basically destroying the chametz in there, you're not pulling it out. The issue, footnote number 4, points out that the only way this will work is if the fire is on the inside, but if the fire is only on the outside, then it won't work. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vein chiluk bein tanurim shepiyem min atzad. There is no distinction over here in this halacha in regards to the ovens that have their opening on the side, kamo shalanu, like the Mishnah Berurah says in our day, or bein tanurim kitanim shepiyem l'malo, or smaller ovens where the opening was on the top. The same halacha applies. Sivkot and beis, you have to put the coals around every part of the inner side of the oven. The dai behesek ze gufa. This would work on its own. Shemach shiro lefos b'matzah, to permit you to make this kosher lepesach that you could bake matzahs now in this oven. V'im sofek lo behesek ze. If you're not certain, im holchu agacholam apnei kulo, if you actually got the entire inside to be, so to say, exposed to the coals, and the issue footnote number 6 brings down, this is based upon human estimation. The Torah wasn't given to Malachi Asharis, and if you think you got it all, you did get it all. So he says, unless you're certain that you got it all, back to the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lesor b'dieved hamatzos sh'afubo, then even b'dieved, the matzos aren't going to be okay. Albeit, in the Shaar Etzion, Oz Gimel, the Chofetz Chaim says, in b'mokum sh'afu matzos yodeh b'vadeh shos b'mokum nislabin heiteh, but if in the place we actually baked the matzos you know it was good, then the Prima Gadim says it would be acceptable b'dieved. The issue footnote number 9 explains, because this is a spek sveka. Because number one, maybe the Gacholim went over the entire Tanur. And even if they didn't, maybe over here, the Afias Matzos in this place over here didn't have any blios of chametz taken out from it. And therefore it's a spek sveka. He points out that you really shouldn't rely upon this spek sveka, however, for Matzos mitzvah on Leil Seder Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he qualifies his statement, and he says, "V'daf gimuadayim besoch mieis leis shenishtam shubo chometz." This stringency over here is only applicable if you've used the oven within 24 hours for chometz, because the lav hachi, because if you didn't use it within 24 hours, then you have over here no sintam lifkam, and it will be mutar b'dieved in any event, as long as it was kodem Pesach, imu kodem Pesach. The issue footnote number 8 points out, but if it's during Pesach, then even if it's more than 24 hours, and we would normally say no sintam lifkam would be good, but the Ramah we learned previously in Simen Tov Mem Zayin says that we're machmir on Pesach, even for no sintam lifkam, if it's on Pesach itself. In any event, this din was brought by the Prima God, the Mishmur says, and he says look there for further details. The Mishnah finalizes and he says, Achim yisiko kamapamim, but if you in fact did this several times to the oven, you fired it up several times, even though Avshalo kivin latiro tzorach Pesach, but you didn't do it specifically to kasher for Pesach, then bidyevit mutu bidyevit, it would be acceptable bidyevit. Because if you did it multiple times, chances are excellent that you really cover the entire tanner, even though you didn't consciously intend to do so. Sivkot and Gimel, we said, some have the custom to put in a new floor over here. How thick should this floor be? Ka'ovi etzba. It should be the thickness of an etzba. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskel, Karka Chodesh brings down from the Prima Godim that b'di'eved yesh lahatir af b'pachus means that even if it's less than the ovi etzba, one could be make or b'di'eved. Why is this so? So the issue footnote number 18 brings down Shekivan Shiesh B'taner Efer, since there's ash over here in the Taner, it's no Saint Tam Lifgam by definition. And no Saint Tam Lifgam is Mutul Choladeos, as we brought down from the Ramah in Simen Tov Mem Zayin. Again, this is before Pesach. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, this din of Ove Etzel was brought down in the Lavush. Then he says, V'chometz habalua begago o bekirosav, any chometz that's absorbed in the roof of this oven or in the sides of the oven, who niflat ayde libun hashalheves, that will come out with the flame, the white-hot flame of the fire. Kishimei sikin also lefos b'matzos, when you're going and baking the matzos. Likewise, v'chein hakira tzorech lahasik b'sheyelchu agachol mapnei kulo. The same halach applies to the tanner, also applies to the kira, which is a different type of oven. And you need to also do this hasak over here, that you're putting the coals throughout every inner surface over here, or alternatively, oshiyotiach betit karka osav, or you can cover up the inside with tit, and along the sides, as high as the pots normally go. If there are kechelin we learned previously, and you can see that in Tirgum number 2 over here, these are like pockets that are within the tanner itself that you can put things into to warm them up. These are like little areas that you can place stuff into on the side of the tanner. Tzorish shalbinu aydei chom. You have to put the coals in there as well and make it white hot. Alternatively, oshiyatiach betit, or you can tar it with this tit on the floor, kark yosav, usvivav, on the sides, zagalamala, and above it. According to the base mayor, you don't have to go and tar the top part of it. And on the sides, the walls, you only have to do it up to the height of a tefach. Ayin Shom, look there for the details. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah. Ushimach kishimach shiro aide hesek. When you're going and kashering it over here with this hesek, with this fire. Tov v'yosher, the proper way to do this, the correct way to do this is lachzar or lahasik l'tzorach hafiyah. The second time you do it will be for the baking. The first time is purely for kashering. V'lo lasso sakol besech echad. He brings down from the Tshuvas Mari Be'rav that you shouldn't go and do this all at once. You technically could kasher it and bake with it at the same time, but he says you should do two separate actions, one for the kashering and then let it cool off, as we'll see, and then do the baking. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, wrote to Lomar, after min hadin dai behesek echod lehechshuv lafiyah, technically one would be able to go and do a single hesek over here for the kashering, and, well, it's hot, now I'm going to go baking it. Nevertheless, as we pointed out by the Ramah, it's more correct that you should do this in two steps. Why? Vatam, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the reasoning. Ulai nishar bepam rishon makom echod mi beli gecholim velava daite. Because maybe when you go and kasher it the first time, you'll actually miss a place. There'll be one spot that really didn't have the coals put on it, and you won't realize it. And now, when you go bake the matzahs in there, there'll actually be an area that has potential to make it chametz. Furthermore, va'od. The behesek echod, if you only do this one time, you fire it up only one time, there's a concern that you won't go and heat it up very well. Why? Because if you're now going to also use it for baking, say, well, I don't want it to be 800 degrees. I don't want it to get too hot. I'll only do it a little bit because that'll be enough to kasher it and it will be enough not to make my stuff get burned. When in fact, you have to do it hot enough to really kasher it, it would be too high a temperature to really bake in it. So therefore, better that you do it in two steps, because if you only do it in one step, we're concerned that you won't let it get hot enough. Well, a few times there, according to the second reason, tzorich lahamtin milahasik pam sheni, you have to wait in between after you fight it up the first time to the highest heat possible. You have to wait to let it cool down before lahamtin wait milahasik pam sheni. Until it cools off a little bit. Because in this way, it won't be any concern that you won't heat it up enough. Because if you're not going to actually bake the dough now, so then there's no concern that it'll be too hot. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins, v'chein nagu. This is the right way to do this. Finally, he says, v'kosu achronim, the achronim right over here, the imshochach lahasik hatanur. If you forgot to go and do that first step of firing up the furnace, ulachshiro kodem yontif, and you didn't do this before yontif, and now you want to bake matzah on yontif, v'tzorach lachshiro b'yontif, and you have to kasher it on yontif, so what should you do? The mutar la'asos hakol b'hesek echad. In this situation, you'd be allowed to go and kasher it, fire it up, at the same time that you're baking it over here. Because here, v'shelo la'asos havar, v'shelo l'tzorach yontif, because if you were to kasher it, that really wouldn't be called the tzorach yontif over here, kivan de min adin mutar, since you could technically do it in one step. So then, you wouldn't be allowed to do it in two steps. However, but you have to be very careful that you do it right, and that the coals go over the entire area over here, and that you kasher it properly at the same time then you're going to bake it. The issue footnote number 17 brings down the Gemara in Beitza, mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra shelo letzorech. Normally we have the rule that once something is permitted for needs of ochel nefesh, it's permitted even when there is no need of ochel nefesh. However, we've already learned she'ein ze elo kisha'osa letzorech yontif. The second time you're doing it, even if it's not letzorech ochel nefesh, has to be at least letzorech tzas, has to be tzorech of yontif somewhat. Elo she'ein ba tzorech ochel nefesh, avol shelo letzorech yontif lo hutra. Even if it doesn't have a need of ochel nefesh, as long as it has a need of yontif, it's okay. But if it doesn't have ochel nefesh or yontif, then you're not allowed to do it. We don't say mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. The issue footnote number 16 tells us, Mashma Midvarav, it makes clear from here, Sheba opens Eshashachat, if the person forgot, now it's Yontif, Mutalo Lalavno Beyontif Libun Chomor, Shiu Nitzotzos Nitozim Imenu. You're allowed to heat it up so much that sparks come flying off it. But the El Yerabba asks, that we learned previously, Shelo Hutter Libun Shipud Beyontif, you're not allowed to do this on Yontif, El Libun Ka, you can't do Libun Chomer, which sparks are flying, but you're only allowed to do Libun Ka, which we discussed previously, which means that it would be hot enough that straw would burn. Avo Libun Chomer, but to actually have sparks flying off it, Aser. So how come here you're allowed to? So he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah, Kisha Osa Libun Chomor Hu Nira Ki Masakin Kli. When you're doing Libun Chomor, it looks like you're fixing the utensil. But if you're doing Libun Kal, it just looks like you're heating up the Kli to go cook on it or bake on it. And he adds, Yesh Miachronish Makilin Lasos Af Libun Chomor. There are those that are makel to even allow you to do Libun Chomor. Im Lo Yocho Lasos Mi Erev Yontif. You weren't able to do it on Erev Yontif. But if you're able to do it on an Erev Yontif, then you're not allowed to do it on a Yontif, even if you forgot. The Prima Gadam also brings down that by the oven it's permissible because an oven is normally used just to heat things up. And therefore, if you even do it to the level of Libun Chomor, it doesn't really look any different than the normal way that you heat up an oven to bake. He then brings down from the Pri Chodesh a very beautiful custom. When they kasha this oven over here, many had the minhag that they take their lulav, which they used as part of the Arba Minim, and they use that to fire up the oven, to burn it, in order to kasha the oven. Because it makes very nice sense that a mitzvah that was used once for the lulav, for the Arba Minim, should be used again for the sreifas chometz over here inside the oven to make it kosher lePesach. Some also use the Hoshanas in the same fashion. And the Kaf HaChaim brings down, Sheroi Lahasik HaSatanim B'lulav B'shor Shenefes HaMatzah. You can even use the lulav at the time that you're baking the matzahs for the firewood for the matzah, Mishum Sheyesh Kan Inyan Shol Shevach Eitzim B'fas. That the lulav, so to say, is going into the pas and making the bread, the matzah, better. With this, we conclude today's shir.